Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
The game is not on television, obviously, so I bring my phone with the game already on it, and I sit at the table. I prop my phone on the salad dressing. She turns, she goes, "Are you kidding?"
First of all, I can't believe the Steve Jobs just turned on Apple Plus. Maybe you walk upstairs in that outfit dressed up like Steve Jobs, and you let her take out your frustrations on Steve.
He wears a turtleneck.
Can't even see your neck right now.
Neck! Neck! Neck!
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
So sick of it. I'm mistreated at the office.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DPHRO, Clooney with you. Tuesday morning, 98.7 ESPN. I like that. I think there is a strong resemblance to Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong. Both salt and peppery. Both, you know, the women just can't get enough of
us. I mean, you take away his money, his good looks, and his talent, then there you go. You're George Clooney.
So let me see if I understand this now. Are you calling me ugly?
No, I'm not calling you ugly, but you're not George Clooney. Stop it.
You want to hear a weird thing? So my grandmother, she has, let's see, seven grandchildren. Seven grandchildren. And she had a photo of who next to her bed in her bedroom when she lived down in Florida.
You look more like George Lucas than you do George Clooney.
No, that's not true. I'm very Clooney-esque. Who did she have a photo of right next to her bed?
I'm sure her little Davy.
Nope. George Clooney.
Ooh, Grandma.
Yes, George Clooney. Yeah, I mean, what the hell is that about?
She probably had a Coke rack, too.
She wasn't into the golf. But you'll appreciate this, actually. So my grandma actually was into golf. Guess what her handicap was?
Her hip? What?
Yeah, bursitis. No. She was an 8 handicap.
No way.
Yes.
That 8.
Oh, my God. I found out the other day. This is wild. My father, he wouldn't golf because it took up so much time, and he was an accountant, so he just didn't have that kind of time. And if he had free time, he wanted to spend it with family. Guess what his handicap was?
A 6.
A 4.
Whoa. And you don't play any golf?
No. Now you're going to swing it? In fact, he was like club champion when they used to belong to a country club.
I don't understand why you don't play golf, though. I mean, it's right up your alley.
I don't think I'd be very good. And B, it's a lot of time.
Yeah, well,
I got
time,
pythons.
Hey, but you have pythons. It's not a ton of exercise. You get a golf cart.
No. It's not that I don't think I could walk the course. It's just, it's very time consuming for something I probably wouldn't be all that good at.
No, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't take it up sooner in life, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying pick up a golf club.
I was a tennis guy. Although Ben has started to say, he's started to ask me, can we golf this summer? And I said, there's no way I'm golfing unless we get lessons first. So, and I think it would be nice, like a little father-son bonding over, you know, play golf and walk the course and the whole thing.
Well, why don't you come out to the island and we'll go to Topgolf?
I wasn't invited.
Well, I'll invite you. I mean, you come out here to baseball heaven anyway. Come on, we'll go to a little Topgolf, have some lunch.
Topgolf, the one right off the LIE?
Right off 62, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think we should.
We could do that. And you know who lives right out there?
No,
Mickey Mouse himself, John Winterberg,
yeah,
the program director. Mickey
style! No, because he'll show up. We'll invite him to Topgolf. He'll show up in some, like, Mickey polo. I can't do it.
You think like that would be his Sunday best? Tiger Wears the Red? He would wear like a Mickey t-shirt?
Yeah, and they'll pull his driver with a Mickey head cover on it. Yeah, guarantee it.
I'm sure he would. All right, so anything to not discuss last night's just horror show. I will say this. I would easier be able to accept what the Yankees did last night than the Mets. Because at least the Yankees stunk. Like they were just awful. They looked uninspired. They were bad. You had a feeling the entire way they were going to lose the game. The Mets was, you don't blow. I wonder what the odds are of hanging on to a four-run lead hanging into the eighth inning. You got to be at 90-plus percent.
You like your chances, yeah. You definitely like your chances. But then you have, I mean, May with the shoulder, and I don't believe that it's shoulder fatigue. I don't. I mean,
well, the way he reacted. They kept showing him flexing his hand. I know. Like, it didn't look right.
It did not look good. You mentioned Escobar. I mean, he called right away for the trainer, so we'll see what happens with that. But you're not wrong. I mean, I got McCann stealing bases. You got Lindor knocking him in. You're up four. You feel good. And then all hell breaks loose in the eighth.
Just an awful inning. They scored in one inning last night, the Phillies. That's it. One inning. Five runs, game over. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. That's what happened. By the way, I wouldn't say that the Yankees looked terrible. I mean, I think that Manoah pitched great. Manoah was really good.
All right. It felt kind of listless, but I guess you could make the argument.
That's what happens when you go against
the starting pitcher made them look listless, right?
Yeah.
But what, they have four hits in the game last night?
They had more walks than hits. Yeah, they had four hits. Their 1-4 were 0-13 with five strikeouts.
Oh, so what was it? Gallo had two, Hicks had one, and who had the other hit?
Gallo had, and I love that we got a phone call where Gallo stinks. The one game where he gets a couple hits and Gallo
two
stinks.
Hits. How many multi-hit games do you think you get on the season for Joey Gallo?
Not many. I mean, Gallo had two, Torres had one, Hicks had one.
Torres is the fourth, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is, and I could understand why there would be some frustration, too, from Yankees fans, just because, I mean, I gave that nugget earlier in the show, what the Blue Jays have done at Yankee Stadium since the start of last season.
Would you say 9-2 in the last 11 at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, 9-2, and I think, I mean, anyone that you talk to around baseball thinks that the Blue Jays are the class of the AL East, so it's a good test, right? It was a good test. Big series. I know it's early in the season.
You failed it.
Yeah, you lost the game, too, where Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. did nothing offensively.
So what, do you have three more against these guys? Is it fair to say you really need to go 2-1 over the next three? You don't want to lose 3 of 4 at home to Toronto.
No, I don't think you do.
That.
Nah, I don't think you do. But I wouldn't get carried away.
Listen, I don't think if the Yankees lose 3 of 4 that all of a sudden there's the reason for overall panic. But if you lose 3 of 4 in a litmus test series, first series at home against Toronto, you're not going to feel very good about it.
No, not after you won the series against the Red Sox. But you got your hands full, man. I mean, you got Nasty Nestor going up with Kikuchi tonight. And then you got Cole Berrios and Seve Gausman.
Yeah, you don't love your chances.
No. I think the positive from last night was that Tyone looked really good. Outside of that, I mean, he left one up to Springer and he made him pay, but Tyone looked good. He gave you five.
There's no shame in allowing two runs over five innings against Toronto.
No, absolutely not. I think my biggest takeaways from last night were, I think right now, as we stand, Toronto's a better team. They aren't scared of the Yankees at all. There's no intimidation factor.
But I don't think anybody is. I don't think that's a Toronto's not scared of the Yankees and looks them eye to eye. I think nobody's scared of the Yankees right now.
No, I think they've lost some of that mystique. I just mean that, you know, Toronto's a young up. They got some young players, right? I mean, as a young player, I guess there would be something to be. You're in Yankee Stadium. You're going up against the Pinstripes. Like, there would be. No, there'd be some sort of, there'd be an intimidation factor just naturally, but it doesn't feel like that exists, does it?
Nope. Doesn't feel like it even a little bit. And then a big side story now is Aaron Judge is getting boos at Yankee Stadium. And I think we both agree that a large rationale behind that is that they've kind of pitted the fans against this player by, you know, telling everyone how much the offer is for and that he turned it down. And you know, with people struggling out there for a guy to turn down 200 and whatever it is, $30 million over 8 years, I mean, how could you possibly have made your fair deal? Fair deal, yes, but I don't have an issue with him saying no. But here we are, right? I mean, here we are. Now, if he's going to have a bad game after he was really good over the weekend against the Red Sox, and now he's going to get booed.
Which is amazing to me. It really is. I mean, congratulations. Congratulations, Brian Cashman, because this is, I mean, you did this. By releasing the numbers, letting people know what you offered, and he said no. Now, you know, we're game four of the regular season, and the captain of your team is getting booed at home. That's awesome.
I think it's embarrassing.
It's just what you want.
How could you go to the game last night and boo Aaron Judge? How?
because you think, for whatever reason, that he should have taken the deal because he.
So you don't think he got booze based on last night's performance? He got booze because he turned down $230 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Because as far as Yankees fans are concerned, and I told you this yesterday, is that because Aaron Judge has said he loves being a Yankee, that he should take a hometown discount. And Yankees fans feel like they offered him a fair deal and he should take
it. When he would have taken a hometown discount? If he would have gotten the deal done 2 years ago.
Yep.
You could have gotten a discount. You could have got, I mean, look at the deal for Acuna. Look at that. Now, you keep mentioning the Yankees aren't in that position. The Yankees are in a position where they can let it play all the way out, and when he's on the verge of becoming a free agent, now he can pay you more than anybody else. But you know what? That's not what they did, and here we are. And now what they've done is change the narrative, so he's now the bad guy. So if he doesn't play really well in any one specific game, he's now the public enemy. Because the fans, for the most part, fans are going to side with the team over the individual player.
Yes, always, because the fans roof the laundry.
Right, because the team Yankees doesn't go away, and the player will.
Exactly right. And it's not going to, I mean, again, the goal of this season, correct me if I'm wrong, is to win a World Series, right?
That's the only goal.
Okay, so in order for the Yankees to achieve that goal, Aaron Judge is going to have to stay healthy and have a monster season. I would assume, correct?
100% agree.
Okay, so if that happens, guess what? The 230 over 8 years that you're offering him, that's as good as it's ever going to get. It's only going to go up from there. Only going to go up. So now it's going to cost you more. And if you're fine with that, great. But I don't know. If I was Aaron Judge, I would be a little bit upset with how this whole thing turned out. The fact that now I'm at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 and I'm getting booed. Because this is what happens in situations like that. I'm telling you right now, because I think a little piece of Yankees fans are concerned that if he does have a great season and now he's a free agent and he gets, you know, he's open to every team in Major League Baseball, that there's some concern that he might not be a Yankee anymore.
So what's actually the win for the Yankees? By the way, DPH or Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. Either he's great and he's going to get a lot more on the open market, or what? Or he's not great, or he's injury prone, and then what's the long term?
And what good does that do you? But what good does that do you? So you look smart.
No, it doesn't do you any good. I'm just like there's only negative here. Like, I don't see how it ends well for the Yankees.
No. No, I mean the only win for the Yankees would be a loss, because the win would be, hey, we didn't want to give him all this money in all these years because we don't feel like he can stay healthy and he gets hurt, which isn't good for this season.
And you know what that means to this season now? Your hopes of winning anything are out the door.
Yep.
All right. So I don't know. The whole dynamic is really weird, and it's going to be uncomfortable, I think, all season long.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you'll take my side like you did at the conversation with Sherry earlier today. So I teased the pickle, right? Now you're all excited, right? You feel like the whole Gherkin thing is taking a life of its own here, yes?
Yeah.
All right. The second we go to break, Santiago, yells at me.
For what reason?
He's like RJ doesn't have enough. Now you have to throw the pickle into the mix for the guy.
Oh, well, how much extra work is it? I mean, he's taking calls anyway. All you got to do is press the button. Press the open. That's it.
You heard him do a live read to start the break.
Did I know he was doing a live read?
You would if you checked your rundown. You know, when your live reads are coming, you know where Rick's are. Why wouldn't you know when RJ's are coming?
Wow. All right. So you know what? if RJ has a live read or there's a contest going on, we won't do good content for the show. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying give him some breathing room. He's got a live read. He's got a contest, and he's got to deal with these calls for the pickle.
He's a tiny little guy. How much does he need to breathe?
Wow. That's another one.
See, Rick's just mean. I'm just trying to put good content on the show. RJ, let me ask you, is this overwhelming for you? Is this too much for you to handle?
I just appreciate my guy, Santi. Trying to, keep you in line, George Clooney, okay?
See, Rick, here's the thing. They drive a wedge between you and I on the show, and they do it systematically, like little dictators.
Yeah, now I'm going to fight with my wife. She yelled at me. I got chastised.
Why did she yell at you?
And why do you got to be mean to Dave? I said, well, I mean, are you on Dave's payroll? I don't understand what's happening.
No, because I wasn't mean to you, and she's confused and perplexed at why you continue to take shots at me for seemingly unfounded reasons.
Well, it's because I didn't show up to the Zoom dressed like Steve Jobs. I mean,
you show up and you look absurd half the time on the Zoom. I don't say anything. Are you wearing this white, like, spaghetti strap T-shirt half the time? And I say nothing.
It's not spaghetti strap.
It's weird. And it's no one feels comfortable. And there it is again. And there it is.
Started stripping.
What is going on? I mean, really, you can make fun of mine all you want, but look at that thing you have going on. And by the way, just to let you in behind the curtain, there's not a time that you undress like you're doing right now, and you get into this white, God knows what that kind of T-shirt is.
It's a tank top.
It's a weird-looking thing that RJ's like, oh, God, here we go. But I don't bring that to everyone's attention. Maybe I should.
Well, you just did, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and maybe I'll do it again. Santi, let's go. Give me the opening.
This is The Pickle? Is this the real name? The Pickle? All right, sure. This is The Pickle.
Oh, it sure is. You know the rules. The same as the frenzy. No, hey, how are you guys? Love the show. So happy to be with you. No, we'll hang right up on you. Hang right up in your face. But if you have a good baseball question, we'll take it, we'll answer it, and we'll move on. 1-800-919-3776. I guess if you'd like to participate on the Twitter, you can do that as well. At Rothenberg ESPN. Let's go. Let's go. A little pickle and maybe a side of coleslaw. Call him in the Bronx. Call him. You're on the pickle.
My question for the Rick and Rob in the morning show, where does Judge finish this year? Does he think he gets injured? Does he have a MVP-like season? Where do you think he goes?
I would probably say somewhere in the middle. If I had to go with one of those two, I'd say MVP season, but I would say all-star season, excellent season, but not MVP.
I think he has a good season. I think he has a really good season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so we agree.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Good morning, Robert.
Mr. Rothenberg.
No, he didn't call me Rothenberg.
Rothenberg, Lim.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Mr. Rothenberg.
Mr.
Rothenberg. Surgeon Linden. Good morning, Serge. You're on the pickle. Go.
Oh, yeah. So how do you feel about the flow of, like, the Mets this year?
What was the question? How do I feel about what with the Mets?
With the Mets, overall.
Oh, overall? I feel good. Listen, I like Canna. I like Escobar. I'm concerned health-wise, but that's your big concern often years with the Mets.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, do I think the Mets, I already said I think, the Mets are going to be a playoff team. But, I mean, now with Walker dealing with whatever's going on in his shoulder, coming off the knee surgery, and now, I mean, who knows what's happening with Trevor May? We got no Jacob DeGrom. But, yeah, I mean, this is... I'm a little bit concerned with the injury stuff already.
I understand why you'd be concerned, but I think overall you feel pretty good about the Mets, no?
Yeah, I like a lot about the Mets.
Listen, for all the negatives with the starting pitching and DeGrom and Walker, I mean, McGill and Peterson were lights out in their first two appearances.
Yeah, the starting staff has been good.
Really, really good. All right, John Nix on the Twitter says, is it possible Gleyber Torres moves back to shortstop this season full-time, making room for DJ at second base?
No.
No. And because he's just not a good shortstop.
I think you're more likely to see him traded than he moves back to shortstop full time.
Trade him for a starting pitcher?
Yeah.
Right? Would make some semblance of sense. Let's go to James in Queens. James, you're on the pickle.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is James.
No, I mean, come on, for God's sakes. We just went through the rules. It's no good morning. Hey, guys, you just broke every rule in the pickle.
Good morning, Robert. I mean,
good morning, Robert. How are you, darling? Drew in Maryland. Drew, you're on the pickle.
The Yankees find themselves outside looking in at the trade deadline. Do they trade Aaron Judge?
No. I mean, how far would the Yankees have to be out to trade Aaron Judge?
Well, they'd have to be out, completely out.
How is there any way when we get to the end of July, the Yankees have no chance at one of the three wild card spots?
I have a hard time believing that.
That's an impossibility is what it is. Chris in Saratoga. Chris, you're on the pickle.
If the Yankees had a full offseason, do you think they would have gotten the Judge deal done?
No.
No. No, they just started. I think they started talking like a couple weeks before spring training ended. I think they could have got the deal done if they wanted to get the deal done.
If the Yankees wanted to get the deal done, the deal would be done.
Yeah.
Chris, Scotch Plains. Chris, you're on the pickle.
Which happens first, gentlemen? Chris Kreider gets his 50th goal or Aaron Judge gets his first RBI?
I'm going to say Aaron Judge gets his first RBI.
Well, yeah.
They play every night.
Right, but the Rangers play the next two nights.
Well, I know. I know. Maybe he gets it tonight. We haven't spent any time talking about tonight how big that game is tonight.
Well, we're going to. We're not done. The show's not over yet. James is trying to rectify what was a bad call originally. James, you're on the pickle.
Hey, my question is, I don't think the Yankees did enough at shortstop, catcher, and starting pitching. I think it's going to come back to bite them. What do you guys think? Thanks.
Agree.
I think the pitching could bite them.
He's not great.
Well, no, but I mean, the whole purpose of what they did at catcher and shortstop is for defense, not offense.
I don't know. I think for him so far.
Well, I think what concerns you is when you look at the bottom of their lineup. Like, look what the bottom of their lineup looked like last night.
It's bad, and that's why if you're not getting production from the heart of the lineup, you have a bad lineup.
Yeah, the bottom's not great. I mean, last night it was Hicks, Higashioka, and Marwin Gonzalez.
That's not special. And then you got Joey Gallo there in the five spot. And Gleyber Torres doesn't strike great fear into the opposition right now. James Napoleon wants to know, do you think Dom Smith wants out of New York due to a lack of playing time? #pickle.
Repeat the question.
Do you think Dom Smith wants out of New York due to a lack of playing time?
I do.
Sounds like it. He wants to be an everyday guy.
Yeah, listen, he should be an everyday first baseman somewhere. He's not an outfielder.
He's a better first baseman than Pete Alonso, I'll tell you that.
Easy. Pete Alonso had a great defensive night last night.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Three little nuggets in Major League Baseball I wanted to get to with you. Firstly, did you see Brett Phillips' pitching performance last night for the Reds?
I did. You see the catch he made, too?
Great catch. Well, because he's not just a pitcher. He's an athlete. He's an outfielder. So he went after that ball hard. But do you see his wind-up in motion before he throws the ball?
It's almost like he's making a joke out of it.
It's absurd. And then he throws the ball like 47 miles an hour?
Oh, you can tell he enjoys doing it, though.
Oh, I think he loves it. So
he cherishes it.
He's that mop-up guy for the Rays at the moment. Secondly, I didn't even know this kid existed until Sunday. Stephen Kwan with the Indians. Have you seen what he's done in the first couple games of baseball?
I have not, no.
So he is, I guess he's somewhat of a highly touted prospect outfielder. He's been on base 15 times in four games now, which is 15 times in his first four major league games ever.
Wow.
Which is now a major league record.
I hear Kwan, I think of Jerry Maguire instantly.
What about Michelle Kwan? Michelle Kwan.
Yeah, Michelle Kwan too, but I always think, yeah. I love Jerry Maguire.
That's a great movie.
Oh, and I have a nugget for you. Oh, give me your last nugget. Give me your last nugget.
And then my last nugget is, did you see the Rodgers brothers last night with the Padres and the Giants?
I did see that.
So
good Giants, come on.
Well, of course, right, you're so dialed into the Giants that you can't even pay attention to the show. The game last night, Taylor Rodgers on the Padres, Tyler on the Giants, I believe. During the game, first in Major League Baseball history in which twin brothers pitched on opposing teams. And that's not amazing. Only that, Taylor got the save, Tyler got the loss.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So that's a cool story.
Imagine being his parents, their parents.
No. Awesome. No, it must be amazing. So I thought that was a nice three-pack of nuggets there for you.
Very nice nuggets. I had one nugget for you, too. How about, did you see Hunter Green at all with Cincinnati?
I didn't see him, but I know he had a good outing, right? Against the was it against the Braves last night? Dude, no. Who did he pitch against?
Hunter Green pitched he pitched against...
Who did the Reds play?
Pitched the other day, but his stuff is...
then maybe he did pitch against the Braves yesterday.
It was against the Braves, yeah.
Okay, so it was the Braves on Sunday. And he pitched well, right? He got the win in his first ever outing.
He's got gas, man. Just over a hundo. Yeah, just crazy.
Is that
good
the
young
nugget?
Talent. What'd you say?
Is that the nugget, just the Hunter Green outing?
Yeah, it's just the Hunter Green, a little nugget.
Okay. So how do you break up your viewing tonight? Now, will you go any of these four games? Because we got four games, all vitally important. You got Mets-Phillies after the Mets collapse. You got Yankees-Blue Jays. Yankees need to bounce back after that performance last night and against a team that you're going to be battling with, you assume, all year long, that's considered to be the favorite in your division. You got Rangers-Hurricanes, which is a huge game for the division. And you have, I don't know if you consider it a playoff game or not, but an appetizer to the postseason with the Nets and the Cavaliers. How do you break it down here?
This is going to be tough. It's a lot going on.
So what are you going to do? What is your game plan? Now, how much do you go with tonight? How much do you tape and watch tomorrow? Because I guess you actually have it easier than anybody else. If you tape it, you can just systematically go through one, then the next, then the next, then the next in the middle of the night. Well, I don't have that luxury.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. That's a lot to get through. So I'll watch. I mean, Mets obviously one of the top priorities. Then I'm going to have Rangers-Carolina is going to be an awesome game tonight. Awesome game tonight. And then I'll probably go through the Yankees and probably the Nets stuff in the morning.
So you'll focus on Mets and Rangers tonight, and then Yankees when you wake up, along with the Nets when you wake up.
Yeah, I'll have Mets and Rangers like dialed in, and then I'll have one of the other games on the other TV.
How big of a? I mean, standings wise, it's huge. But is this we can play with you? Because last time out, even though the Rangers won the game, Carolina, they dominated the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You won. That's all that matters.
Right. But do you look at this as any kind of a litmus test for the Rangers tonight, or we're past that now at this point?
Well, I think for them, they're past it. I think there's still a lot of people that don't look at the Rangers as a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. I've heard that from a couple different people. So I don't think that can change.
I don't think that can change though in the regular season.
No, I don't think it can change in the regular season. But I think you could. I mean, it would go a long way the game's important to Carolina too, right? Carolina comes in the game with 102 points. The Rangers have 100.
Correct.
They both have 9 games left. Right now, Carolina holds the tiebreaker because they have one more. Right now, they have two more regulation wins. So if you win tonight in regulation, that puts you
tied with them, but they're like the tiebreaker ahead of you.
Yeah, one game ahead of you. So it's a big game. And Carolina is one of those teams that a lot of people feel like can come out of the East. So, if tonight you beat up on them a little bit, then yeah, I think it would go, it could change some people's minds. The Rangers are a good team, man.
I can't believe they're here. I can't believe we're sitting here this season after what we saw for the last couple of years, and it's worked out so well so quickly. Now, we don't know what the postseason brings, And it's funny, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, "What, like, what's the high and the low for the Rangers this year?" I said, I mean, and I don't think this is crazy. They could go to the Stanley Cup Finals, or they could be out in six games in the first round.
Yeah, they could. I mean, that's where they're at right now. Because I would imagine, I mean, Washington's 4 points out behind Pittsburgh. So it looks like if you don't catch Carolina, you'll be Pittsburgh. And I mean, that's going to be a good series.
Yeah, that's not an easy series.
That's not an easy series. That could go either way. Or, I mean, if you do catch Carolina, now you're looking at, you know, Boston or Tampa.
Which is brutal.
So, but yeah, the way they're playing, I mean, the moves they made at the deadline, Kreider's having a special season. Their power play is lethal. Shesterkin is one of the best in the league. Yeah, I mean, they can win a bunch of different ways. They very easily could go on a run here.
Oh, that would be so good. It would be good for us. It would be good for the station. It would pain you. I mean, there's not a negative to be found.
No, I mean, the East right now, the NBA too, but the East and the NHL right now is, I mean, there are a bunch of teams. I mean, you look at all the playoff teams. I mean, Florida could get to the Cup. I mean, Tampa could get to the Cup. I mean, all these teams have a chance.
Is there a team that you really look at and say they have no chance from the Eastern Conference to get to the Stanley Cup Finals? I don't think so.
I wouldn't say no chance. I just don't. With Washington, I don't trust their goalies.
Fair. But you wouldn't be surprised if they won a series, even two.
Well, I mean,
unusual.
I would be surprised. I mean, if Washington ends up playing Florida, and I mean, I would be surprised if they beat Florida in the first round.
I guess my point is this. It's unusual to go into a postseason in any sport where okay, even six or seven of the eight teams you look and say have a real chance to go on a major run.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parity right now in the East.
And it's not like these teams are bad parity. These teams are really good.
Good, yeah. I mean, there's a lot
really,
of teams.
Really, good.
I mean, look at the teams. I mean, the Panthers are all in to win. I mean, Tampa
has just won twice in a row. Boston is in that run of winning.
Their window is starting to, the whole Patrice Bergeron window is starting to close a little.
And the Rangers
bit, so
are up and coming. Carolina's a terrific team.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh is in the prime of trying to win. I mean, I don't know if they're capable of doing it, but
they're kind of towards the end though too.
Right, but that's my point. Is that everyone has a real chance? So. Now, we've already established that we're going to be going to Rangers playoffs games. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, RJ, are you in with that or no? You're gonna have weddings during Rangers playoff games.
I'm in for that. Now, I ask you, are we opening the corridor to weekday games, or is this only weekend games?
No, I'd like to open the corridor.
I think
it's the playoffs. I think we have to.
Yeah, I think
you can't hold anything back.
Now, here's what I will say. If there's an 8 o'clock drop of the puck,
all night bender then to work?
No, I don't. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh, come on!
No, I don't think I'm going to.
That's rough.
We'll stay up all night.
No, because you make fun of me anyway. Now, when I do the show the next day, I'll be all over the place.
Yeah, because I have no idea what that's like.
Yeah, but you know, I don't understand. There's no winning. I'm telling you, for me, an 8 o'clock game. Now, God forbid you get an overtime. I get home at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm on no sleep. I will be awful.
You can do it for one day.
If it's a game seven, I can do it. But if it's game two, I'm telling you, it's not appropriate for me to do something like that. I know my limitations.
Last Thursday. I just did it last Friday. I did it.
Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Then we'll do it. Then when I'm like, and welcome to the what show are we? I don't want to hear a word from anybody. It's a busy Wednesday, although it's Thursday.
It wouldn't be the first time. We'll get you through it.
No.
You ever get confused?
Why should I have to have physical exhaustion?
Because it's your Rangers, man.
I get it, but if the game,
it's your team.
I'm telling you that 8 o'clock is late for me.
That's okay, though. Yeah, we'll take you to Resorts World. Just plant you at a slot machine for a couple hours, and we'll come
slot
and get you.
Slot machines are for losers. I'm not going to Resorts World. You know what they get at Resorts World? It's people that like smoke out of the middle of their neck. I'm not going there.
Oh, no.
Fine. We'll find an underground place run by the mole people. We'll plant you there. We'll pick you up in a couple hours, and we'll do the show.
Find you a nice blackjack table. Sit you down. And
yeah, that's what I need. I need a smokeless blackjack table is what I need.
You just sit you there until 3 o'clock, and you'll be fine. You won't even know what time it is.
Well, therein lies the problem. I don't know what time it is.
There goes the live shows at Resorts World.
I want to go. I want to. You know, witness the games. I want to hang out with you guys. I want to eat burgers. I want to do all of it. I just don't want to do it if the game's going to start after 8 o'clock. I don't know why that's an unreasonable request.
I think it's fair, but I mean, it's all going to depend on what kind of game it is, though. I mean, game seven.
I'll write a letter to Gary Bettman for you. No puck drops.
Call
after
Gary.
Eight.
Call Gary.
You know what? Get Gary on the show next week.
Call him right now. Call Gary
you
right now.
You probably have his number. Cold call him. Cold call Bettman.
No, I'm not going to cold call Bettman now. Playoffs haven't even started yet.
Why?
We'll wait till the schedule comes out, and then if we have to chastise somebody for the schedule, we can do it.
Oh, there you go. Lou in Manalapan. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Mets. But, Dave, you know, I'm a big fan of yours. I have your back always, but I think you're making too big of a deal about your sleep schedule with Rangers hockey coming, playoff hockey. I had the opportunity last week with the Final Four. The next day I had a work production assistant at Devils Islanders at the Prudential Center. That was a 4 o'clock game, but the call time was 6 a.m. So I had to get up at like 4 a.m. to get ready and go in, you know. Things are doable if you really want to watch them. Yeah, I didn't.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to watch the game. I'm saying that fine. You know what? I'll just go.
This is what happens, Lou. The guy wakes up this morning dressed up like Steve Jobs. He thinks he has Steve Jobs' money, so he can just rest on his laurels, sleep all day.
Steve Jobs was a sleepless freak.
Hey, yeah, maybe you should learn something from Steve.
Either way, I'm happy I got on this morning. I miss you guys dearly. So,
we love you.
Love you, Lou.
We love you.
See, maybe that's what you are. Maybe you're the lazy, doughy Steve Jobs.
I mean, how you can make fun of my outfit when you're sitting there in a spaghetti strap white shirt is beyond me.
If Steve Jobs didn't have a work ethic, what'd he look like? I drove through a monsoon on Thursday night. Didn't get into bed until close to 2:30 in the morning and did the show. I don't want to hear any excuses from you.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying it's not something I want to do.
Yeah, but you know the one day RJ's going to get to go is going to be that day. Because God forbid he picks out, he has multiple days.
I shouldn't have said anything. Really. All I should have done is if they had an 8 o'clock game and you guys said, you know what, let's go. I said, you know what, I have a wedding. I can't go that night. What do you mean you have a wedding? Last minute wedding. I didn't realize it. Like the RJ Santillo philosophy.
Don't lash out at me because you can't hang.
You know what? Let's go. You know what? Honestly, let's go. And then after the game, let's drink bourbon and we'll smoke cigars.
I think this will be used against us.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way. We'll travel the city. We'll hit nightclubs. We'll see naked ladies. We'll go to underground casino parlors. You want to go? Let's go.
It's escalated quickly.
It sounds like fun. Are you threatening me with a good time?
You couldn't hang with me. Prime me and prime you, I'd destroy you.
I'd probably take you, yeah.
You have much experience in this sort of thing, is what you're telling us.
Nice to see you. Mr. Rothenberg, nice to see you again.
Oh, hello, Robert.
It's been so long.
Mr. Rothenberg, how are you? I need a Mets win tonight.
Yeah, after last night. That was a tough one last night.
That last night was a disgraceful, disgraceful loss.
We're going up against Zach Wheeler tonight.
Well, you know what? How much Zach Wheeler am I going to see tonight? 5 1/3 innings of Zach Wheeler? He hasn't been 100% healthy his first start of the season. You know what? Give me a performance from McGill. Keep it close. When they bring in their grotesque bullpen, figure out a way to get some runs then.
All right. I don't care how it looks, how they do it.
That's right. I mean, give me a 2-2 game going into the sixth inning, make it a battle of bullpens, and instead of losing it like you did last week, win it like you did last night, win it like you need to tonight.
I know. It's amazing. We could be 5-0, and now
should
we're,
be. Not, we're not even at, could be, should be 5-0.
Well, the other one was a one-run game, but now, I mean, we're staring at could be, you know, 500 now, 3-3.
Yeah, Matt, it's amazing, like, the little nuances. One thing happens here, one thing happens there, and your season can just go in the other direction.
It's the ebbs and flows of the baseball season, man.
It's such a long season, though. I would not.
Well, but if you're the Yankees, I mean, you feel great. You took 2 or 3 from the Red Sox, and then that happens last night.
Well, you felt great. You won 2. And then I heard people calling the K-Show complaining about losing the third game. And then you get beaten last night by the team that stands in your way. And now you got three more against this club.
Aaron Judge getting booed in the eighth. I mean, come
what
on.
What a disgrace from the Yankees fan, huh? How can you boo Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, you know why, but I mean, it makes no sense. It really doesn't.
So I guess what you're saying is if you were booing him last night, if you were, and I don't want to say lowballed because I don't think that's a fair phrase, but if you were not paid what you could get on the open market at your job, you would just take it, right? Those are the boos last night.
Those are the boos, yeah. Because there's something to be said about being a Yankee, so you should take what they offer because
you
should be happy.
$270 elsewhere, but because you should appreciate being a Yankee more than anything else, you should take the deal that they're offering you.
Yeah,
because it's a fair deal, and who are you to not take it?
And on top of that, we're haggling over $4 million right now because I think I deserve 21, and you want to pay me 17.
That's right. And I think I deserve that. And you know what? He does. All right, Santi. Have at it. 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Well, I was prepared to go with Rangers Hurricanes tonight on this one because of the implications of the big matchup. But recent developments have told me the Rangers are going to be the star because of what they could provide in the future. We could possibly have a Dave Rothenberg-sponsored night on the town with all sorts of trappings that Dave's familiar with. So stay tuned for that. And this could be a fun time. In this
Let's
season.
Go. When girls I'm go all wild. In. Let's go. Girl. Let's see who breaks first. It won't be me, I'll tell you that.
When Dave goes wild.
I'm not sure I want to take that bet.
Number 2.
Shout out to Kenny in Jersey calling from the truck. The sensor's not working. It didn't sound safe. Kenny, call us back tomorrow. Make sure that you're okay.
Sensors ain't working properly, so that's that.
Sensors ain't working properly.
So that's that.
Hopefully that's not that.
Number 1.
What else could it be?
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs!
Dave looking like Steve Jobs. Plugging Apple products like he's Steve Jobs because, once again, I am.
You're the stinky droid guy.
I'm the stinky droid guy. Maybe we'll resolve this thing in the future. I'll look into other avenues. Maybe you guys can give me a nice iPad Touch, iPod Touch, whatever. We can make the iMessage thing work in the future.
I hope so.
Maybe we compromise and get him an iPad.
It's all about your happiness, not mine at this point, so...
Well, why can't we buy him like a refurbished iPad so at least he can text with us?
Oh, why does it have to be refurbished? Why can't we just get him an iPad?
Why do we have to buy him a brand new iPad for texting?
You can literally buy the rattiest old thing that you want that has iMessage on it and make it work.
That guy doesn't sleep. He deserves it.
I want it multiple refurbished. I don't even want one refurbishment. I want this thing has been through the muck and mire and it's been refurbished so many times.
Why don't you use some of that Steve Jobs money or Steve Jobs pull? Make it happen.
I don't have that kind of money. All right, but my favorite
moment.
He's
using it for different kind of jobs.
I love this. You know what? Enough of all of you. You're evil. Let's bring in my best friend, Jay Williams, coming
away Dave.
In moments on KJM. Good morning, Jay.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm mistreated on this show. Do you want to branch out, you and I, and do a show away from the current shows we're on?
What is Rick saying to you now? Rick, what are you doing?
That's not what I'm doing. It's what he did, Jay. He shows up to the Zoom and he's dressed up. It looks like a floating head, and then I realize he's dressed up like Steve Jobs today for some reason.
Yeah, how crazy. Guess I'm wearing a black T-shirt this morning, Jay.
Hey, look, it wouldn't be a bad thing if not only your dress code translated to Steve Jobs, but also your bank account, Dave. I think it's a pretty smart move.
See,
but it doesn't
me.
Though, Jay. It doesn't.
You don't.
Then he has the nerve.
You don't know how much money I have.
And then the guy looks like.
Keep your hands out of his pockets, Rick.
The guy looks like Dave Gettleman's less successful twin brother, and he's telling me he looks like George Clooney.
I didn't bring up
that
Clooney.
That is a slight.
The guys on the show said I resemble George Clooney, and who am I to say no to Clooney?
Clooney is way off than Dave Gettleman's younger. What'd you say, Rick? His younger brother? What?
Yeah. Younger, less successful
Rick is
brother.
Younger,
and
less
Rick
successful.
Is, by the way.
What does that say? Is Dave Gettleman less successive?
Jay, still take shots at you. For the tweeting that you do. He still goes after you when you're...
Well, I haven't taken a shot at Jay since last week.
Rick, what do I need to do now, Rick, in our relationship? I don't tweet anymore because I'm too much on your timeline. So I take a backtracking out. What else can I do now
to have a
better Twitter relationship with you?
I will tell you what. And you already made it up to me because I saw a clip of your reaction when Max went on his whole Tiger Woods is not an elite athlete spiel.
Oh, my goodness, ridiculous.
And I saw the disgust in your face, and that bonded us together.
Good. I don't know why he would say that. You know, sometimes Max just goes into his own pocket and just keeps going. I can't tell you how it is to work with him every single day, but I thoroughly enjoy it. It's very entertaining.
So let me ask you this now. Nets game tonight. What are you expecting from this team? From your and you're a fraud Nets fan, right?
I am, yeah. So the Jared Allen not being there, this team has struggled for Cleveland. I mean, look, I give the Cavs a lot of credit. I think they're one of the best teams in the NBA. When it's all said and done, they've had an incredible year. I love the move with Darius Garland, some of their younger pieces. But having Jared Allen not there hurts them. I think the Nets easily win tonight. And this, to me, sets up the Kyrie versus his old family tour, right? Kyrie coming back home to Cleveland, where he made one of the most successful game-winning shots in Cleveland Cavs history. And then if they win that one, we get a chance to see Kyrie against the Boston Garden, where he comes with the Sage and the team that essentially he left in shambles, and people were worried about his leadership style and they thought Kemba Walker was a better leader, and that rivalry between Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. So just seeing those matchups and those kind of narratives are what I love about the whole Kyrie matchup.
All right, quickly, before Dave asks you what you have on the show, quickly, if they don't have Ben Simmons for the series, they win tonight, they play Boston, they don't have Ben Simmons for that series, who do you favor in the series?
I still favor Boston in the series, even though I think Kyrie and KD could win. But I would still slightly have Boston due to how they are defensively if they can get Time Lord back.
All right, you have seconds. We're not really up against it. You have a couple of more seconds than usual. So take your time and tell us what is coming up on the big show in just moments today on KJM.
The disgust I have with the Knicks organization, and look, guys, I can compartmentalize. I want to see the Knicks successful because New York basketball means basketball is back in general. But Leon Rose, the third time that you've spoken to the media and you're building up Tom Thibodeau and Julius Randle, tell me what you're doing. We're breaking all that down coming up next, boys.
Well, we look forward to that. We really do. Jay, are you going to the game tonight?
I will not be at the game tonight, but I will be wearing a black T-shirt like you and Steve Jobs.
There you go. Have a great day. I'll talk to you, Jay. It's all funny. It's all fun and games. You're really hysterical, DiPietro. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg
and nobody else.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Question. For God's sakes, enough with Jobs!
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.